welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. Our guest today is Brandon Bouts, Senior Director of Product Management, responsible for Cadence's silicon sign-off and verification product lines in the Digital and Sign-off Group. Brandon has more than 20 years of experience in chip design and the EDA industry and has been at Cadence Design Systems for over 10 years. Welcome to the podcast, Brandon.
Thanks, Daniel. Nice to be here.
First, let's talk about the overall market sentiment for Cadence STA. How is Tempus doing in the market, and what are customers' sentiments on Cadence STA solutions?
Well, STA is a very exciting market to be in because we have final responsibility for the function, the performance of the chip itself. So I myself have been doing static timing for over 20 years, first as a designer, and then later within the EDA industry, and as you mentioned, for the past 10 years here at Cadence. So I think constraints and static timing closure, static timing analysis and sign-off is an exciting place to be. And Tempus itself, we launched that back in 2013. So it's been growing very rapidly. We have a number of advanced node and challenging, interesting tape outs under our belt. And so I'm really excited for the product and the space we're in. And customers are really overwhelmingly supportive. We have some very exciting technology and differentiated features that our customers are enjoying for tapeouts.
Yeah, I agree. I spent quite a bit of time in place and route, and static timing was critical. So what is the outlook on the latest designs, modern designs and technologies for STA?
Yeah. So as you know, Daniel, designs are getting bigger and bigger every year. We've exceeded the 1 billion placeable object threshold, actually probably more than 2 years ago. So really looking at these AI designs and these high-performance graphics types designs, they're really pushing the edge in terms of tool capacity. And so that's really exciting challenge from an EDA perspective, to be able to look at and address some of these capacity problems. But there's other areas as well. You know, we always talk about advanced node, big designs, but there's a lot of other interesting areas in static timing as well. We see and talk about the automotive market, right? That's real popular in the press today. And so how are customers designing their chips to meet these automotive requirements? Other areas are in the industrial type space. And how do they know when these parts are going to fail? And so that's there's many other exciting areas besides just capacity in the static timing area. And we're always looking to address some of those.
So let's talk about sign-off and closure challenges. What are the sign-off challenges for the types of designs you were just talking about?
Yeah. So obviously capacity, that's a big one. And it comes in two flavors, right, Daniel? You've got to be able to analyze the whole design. And so I'm a big believer in flat analysis, but I think there are benefits for hierarchical STA analysis as well. So at Cadence, we provide both solutions. And then once you've done the analysis, then there's the question of closure, right? So inevitably, the first time you've gone through the STA process, there's going to be some remaining timing violations. So how do you effectively and efficiently solve those types of problems? Really what we're at here is giving designers an increase in productivity, a more productive solution. And closure and that final sign-off piece really go hand in hand. So that's kind of one segment. Before I was alluding to automotive and the industrial space, aging is a real interesting and challenging question. So static timing today is looking, when I say today, I mean looking at how your part will fail is a pretty well-known entity, but how your part will perform in the future is a real critical question.
and especially for AI and ML and automotive type applications. So knowing how that your part will perform over time and ensuring that it will meet your performance objectives is one area we've been spending quite a bit of time researching and providing some solutions on.
Right. So what other customer challenges that the Tempus R&D team, what are they focusing on right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So related to capacity, a single machine, the memory capacity of a single machine is always being pushed to the limit with static timing. So as these designs grow, you know, beyond a billion cells, having that, having a single machine that has enough physical memory to handle such large designs is expensive at best and impossible at worst, right? So our R&D team have been investing a lot of their cycles into distributed static timing technologies. And what this really means to the end user is that as their designs grow, the compute requirements, because they can be distributed across multiple machines, can rise to meet that challenge. There are also some cost and performance benefits as well. For example, being able to use multiple smaller machines can provide a lower cost static timing solution, again, from a hardware perspective. And then, of course, being able to run on hundreds of CPUs, that alone has a tremendous advantage from a performance perspective. So to address that capacity challenge, really we've been focusing on distributed functions. Now to talk a little bit more about aging. So this is with the AI, ML, and the automotive space. So this research project has been going on for several years now. And because we also have the Liberate characterization product within our portfolio, Cadence owns that full flow from simulation characterization through static timing. And with that flow, we're able to create some unique timing models, first from the characterization side, and then use those models in the static timing side within Tempus to do a very accurate, non-uniform style aging analysis on your part. So this is how we're offering differentiated technology to help answer the question, will my part work in 10 years? Furthermore, all of that can plug into Tempus ECO. And so you can look at your design, look at where things may be failing, and of course, optimize for that ahead of time so that you can sign off your design with confidence and know that, you know, down the road, 10 years, 15 years, whatever you specify, your part will still be working within the prescribed tolerances.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, aging is a big topic. I've written about it quite a bit. And but, you know, capacity has always been an issue. In fact, mm-hmm. I remember when everything ran flat, you know, when I first started in place and route and stuff. But hierarchy has been around for a while. But, you know, that is expanding our abilities to address some of these complex needs. But distributed, that's interesting. Yeah, that's really
It's, you know, hierarchical definitely has a place. I think, like I said, we're investing a lot of R&D cycles in hierarchical static timing. But clearly with, you know, physical RAM limitations, the only way to go is distributed. And that just, that's been very successful for us. And I think we've had a lot of success in the marketplace with these very large designs, because it just allows customers to sign off with the highest level of confidence.
Yeah, and you know, we have the cloud as well, and that gives you access to so many more machines. So there's a lot of discussion about design robustness, especially at advanced nodes. What's your point of view on this? And does Cadence have anything in this space to help customers?
Yeah, so design robustness is a broad umbrella of capabilities. And it's certainly definitely at the cutting edge of technology right now. I define design robustness in the broadest sense, in a way aging could be a component of how robust will my design be. But there's other things to consider, and that is how does process variation affect the performance of my design? and how can I minimize process variation? Similarly, how can I ensure my design is aware of and resilient to IR drop impact? So that's another area within the design robustness umbrella that we have solutions for. So looking at that process robustness, we do have some capability there. And I think it's very exciting because not only is it an analysis capability built off of your LVF library, but it also dovetails into our Tempus ECO functionality. And so we're able to analyze the design for high degrees of variation and then invoke optimization that will help to reduce the variability. And so the promise of this technology would be maintaining high sigma sign-off without the full power, performance, or area loss that you would have with associated with high sigma sign-offs. So I think this is a very interesting area of research, collaboration, and production level capability within the Tempus tool. Similarly, on the IR aware capability, back in 2019, we launched a product called Tempus Power Integrity. And this was the first product in the marketplace to truly marry STA to IR drop functionality. So really Tempus and Voltus together in one package. And what this allows customers to do is to perform unique vectorless based IR drop functionality, but then immediately see the impact of that IR drop on timing. And from there, you can get a real, I think, quantitative system level assessment of how IR drop is impacting your max operating frequency. And that's really where this all came about. Few years before that, customers were coming to us and saying, hey, you know, I met all of my IR drop requirements, just the absolute, say, 10 millivolt type requirement, but I'm still having silicon yield problems due to the max frequency failure. And so what we found in all of this is that while conservative IR drop metrics are fine, you really need to have the added insurance of looking at and directly assessing the impact of IR drop on your max frequency. So by putting together Voltus for IR drop analysis with Tempus for static timing analysis, we've got a solution in that space that's quite exciting.
What about chiplets and 3DIC?
Daniel, great question. So we have been doing quite a bit of work in the industry on 3DIC STA, static timing analysis. Or really for that matter, Cadence has been doing a lot of work for 3DIC design verification, but my particular interest, of course, is in the static timing analysis space. And one phenomena observed when you stack multiple dies on top of one another, and you have paths, synchronous paths that run from die to die to die, is that you now have a situation where a single path can experience multiple PVTs along that path. And what that means from a static timing perspective is effectively the number of corners that can be experienced for a given path is the cross product across all of the potential PVTs of the dies. So whereas before we might have 100 PVTs, now we're talking an order of magnitude greater number of PVTs, 1,000 plus PVTs for proper sign off. And so this creates obviously a huge challenge because you're not going to run thousands and thousands of static timing runs to cover all of your corners, all of your PVTs. So to help address this problem, we introduced last year a function within Tempus called RAID, or the Rapid Automated Interdie Analysis of the chip. And what this effectively can do is, given all of the PVT combinations, those cross products of the different corners, we can reduce that by a factor of 20. And that, in effect, significantly accelerates and simplifies the process of 3D ICSTA for synchronous paths. So we're very excited about this technology. We're working with multiple foundries on its development and deployment. And I really see this as one of the next big things in really in the semiconductor industry, but in particular, digital design and static timing analysis. So really looking forward to designers adopting this technology and really seeing where that takes us over the next couple of years.
Interesting. So final question, Brandon, what's next for Tempus and the STA space in general?
Well, yeah. So, you know, Tempus, we're really all about improving productivity. So that includes, we talked quite a bit, Daniel, about capacity, and we talked a bit about design robustness, aging, and closure. That is really looking at the amount of time to analyze and close your design with best-in-class power performance area. You've got to have both. You could be fast, but you still have to deliver on that PPA promise. So really in the future, we're just continuing to look at designer productivity, reduce iterations, reduce turnaround time, and ultimately make our customers more efficient, effective, and obviously to tape out silicon with utmost confidence.
Great content, Brandon. Thank you very much for your time. And it was a pleasure meeting you, and hopefully we'll have you back sometime soon with an update.
That'd be great, Daniel. Thanks a lot.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.